This is Rod Zwanitzer, and I'm interviewing some people, some of the speakers at the Disaster Response Conference, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We just had a banquet, a wonderful banquet, and our banquet speaker was an old friend from seminary days, didn't know any for a long time, but we had fun there. President Tim Yaden, he's the president of our New England district. And what a ride so far, Tim, in your leadership there of the flock in New England. You spoke about tonight, and we were all, I think, very moved by several things that you said. And, of course, we have the Newtown, Connecticut, and Boston. And I wanted to begin with this because I think the thing that really touched me more than anything is both of those you said, no game plan. I just appreciated that so much because other humans would have been moved to say, you know, we architect something that did, but you were so honest. And maybe to comment there that because I without saying where I wanted you to take it, you took it to a place that I thought you should take it. It's not a game plan, is it, to how to respond other than what you and I know as servants of the word?
Right. I think that's the essence of a disaster is you're just not ready, especially the man-made one. A hurricane, maybe you get a little advance warning, but I don't want to minimize that for anyone who's gone through that. But this one is totally unplanned. Something in your heart just says you got to be there. I think every pastor knows in a crisis, you go there. You're there. I asked people. I wasn't hesitating to ask for advice and wisdom from those who have greater wisdom than I do. But you just pray, Lord, here I am. Help us say the right things. And you know, in the end, sometimes there are no answers. You're not going to have people hit their head and go, now I get it. But the answer is always going to be Jesus' cross and the empty tomb. And to say death, death, evil, Satan, they're not in control, though they look it. And they don't have the last word, that Jesus always will have that word. So it's no fun to fly by the seat of your pants, as I said. But You do sense sometimes that extra presence of the Lord. I'll get you through. He'll be there with us and was with us the whole time.
It's almost like that. What they tell us at the seminary too, and you'll learn so much in your early pastoral care days, that you go to a house or a hospital, etc., and you're not quite sure what to say, and you learn you don't have to say anything. You're just there. And you express that in a lot of situations that the Lord put you in these disasters.
Mm-hmm. I think, like in the case of death, sometimes it is the presence of the pastor is as much in meaning as the words he may say. Although you look for him to say the words, read the scripture, we know that. But it's almost, I've seen families where a loved one's dying, you entered the room and it's not you. But it's okay. We know it's going to be okay. The pastor's here. And what they're really saying is we know Jesus is really with us now in the midst of our heartache, heartrending, grief, sorrow that's real. But that we know. We know the Lord's here. And maybe that's all what you do. Just go. Certainly better than staying home and trying to figure out what to say. Rather be there and then you pray, and then you do have time later on to think, okay, what do I say? It's not just, I'll just stand there like a lump and do nothing, but being with your people is the most important, and pastors know that.
Yeah, and as you described the incident in Boston, where you were left with duty at the church there at First Lutheran, and people would come in, and just to be there and to pray, be in the presence of God, And I think the pastor, a lot of people even outside the church know that that pastor represents the Lord in some way, some fashion.
Right.
And I loved what you're talking about. That's the joy and what we should rejoice in and claim in being a pastor.
Right. You know, you almost feel guilty. I'm not allowed to have joy because it's such a horrible thing we're in. But there are moments like that and the privilege of that. You know, in the Boston especially, those young people, they may not even know why they're going to church, except I think that's a place I'm supposed to go to find something of an answer to something that has no answers. And you see those young people especially, and older people too, but young people who are finally ready to listen. They don't come in, you got to prove to me anything. They want to sit there, they want something that'll say, even if it doesn't make sense, someone's still in control. It's not just a maelstrom of senselessness. And God can bring that peace in the midst of a storm, even when the storm's still going on. And that's a joy. That's a privilege to see that happen. And so if you're ever going to give an answer and share the gospel, that's the moment to do it, because they're open. They're ready to listen at that point.
Absolutely. Now, am I right in assuming that it's very special to you, and use the phrase that really grabbed me. You're talking about you and some other important individuals in these disasters being in the shadow of the cross together. I could hear it in your voice, and that's powerful. To a worldwide audience, Tim, what does that mean, and what can you share with them when they have their disasters, personally, family, whatever? Because I could tell that was very, very meaningful to you. Am I correct?
Yeah, because, you know, people, if you paid attention to what was going on, there were some debates about how do you handle this. Voices that we had to deal with. Our headquarters is in St. Louis. Certainly President Harrison was being asked for opinions he had to give. And, you know, there were times where, as Christians often do, we didn't necessarily agree right off the bat on the best way to handle something. But to go the extra step and say we're divided, we're enemies, we're bitter opponents of each other, no. And I believe that's what it, you know, the final icing on his demented cupcake, Satan's, was, I'll divide the Christians too, as well as destroy life. And something in my heart said, Lord, this will not happen. And the only way that's going to really happen, I believe, is when we can lay aside our if there is pride or fear or whatever, go to that cross of Jesus. And I will say for the record, I believe that whatever people were saying, rumors of who was saying what, who deserved to hear what, who didn't do the right thing, that President Harrison and Rob Morris and I were, the three of us were at least able to be there under the, and when you're under the shadow of the cross, you're not enemies, you're forgiven. There is that love that binds us. You don't have to hug each other and pretend we're all, everything's hunky-dory when it isn't. But underlying it all is a foundation. We are one in the Lord, and His blood covers us. That's the most important thing. And as I said, He made room for others. Later on, Pastor Dutzman at Boston joined us at the cross. And Jesus is always making room for us to go there to settle our differences, there to, because He settled the biggest difference of all by His blood shed for us, His death that He gave for each of us. The differences with God and the wars of sin, and he made peace, and that's where we make peace there.
Would you agree that I'm hearing that as a overriding, overarching theme of this conference so far, probably in the last day and a half, that's where we go when all else fails, when we don't have the game plans, as you articulated it, that we can go to that cross, and in the shadow, we can be brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
And the world can see that. You know, that wonderful song that Pastor Whedon shared with us from Sudan. You know, hallelujah, our God is still the winner. And isn't that what we come out of this with, Tim? And it sounds like, you know, amazing beginning to a district presidency. That's mm-hmm. what the Lord has given you to share and rejoice with the rest of us. I'm catching it. It's contagious, right? I know I always had it, but and you were describing it in terms of common hymns that we sing over and over, and now they're never going to be the same for you, right? Because you were taken to that shadow of the cross with these people. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, the mighty fortress, as I shared. That line, goods, fame, child, and wife, let these be gone, they yet have nothing won. You know, those one I didn't mention, this is my Father's world, that line that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. Be still my soul, he still rules the wind and the waves, though these are days of change. That's when these things really come alive, the things we've known from our youth and childhood. But now they mean something very special, and always will. Whenever I sing, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, I will always sing that death's dark shadows put to flight, those haunting melodies, which is what those hymns are really all about. In this messed up world of brokenness and tragedy and senselessness, Emmanuel, God is with us, the very meaning of the word.
Our Lord reigns, he's still on the throne, and his plan of salvation is being worked out. How marvelous that we can be a small part of that, and how marvelous that you in this time, Tim, and I just want to tell you, you're the one that the Lord laid this on, and we're so proud of you. And you touch us, and we can take that into our and you know, I was very touched by, you know, you said that you installed the pastor there in Newtown, not knowing any of this was
both
coming.
Both of us were doing doing for 2 months.
I'm thinking, how many people were here that have never really had this, that you had, and the good people in New England have to go to, but they're going to be touched when maybe it comes into their world. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think we were all really touched and blessed by this tonight, and blessings there in New England.
Thank you. You're a lot kinder than I deserve, but I thank you just the same, and from the heart.
Richest blessings.
All of us.
Thank you.